And this is specially, you know, prepared for her.
我以前有注意到，咱教会嘛有咧，逐个月嘛有咧食生日蛋糕吼。
I noticed that our church has a tradition of having a birthday cake every month.
所以我想讲吼，除了食迄个咱肉体生活的。
I feel like you know it's appropriate that if we were to you know have like a spiritual birthday. Today is her first zero or like first birthday, so to speak, spiritually. This is the kind of birthday that I remember because it's young.
主要讲有时咱有时检查六七十岁人生日。
Yeah, you know, for someone who's like in the 70s, you know, for them, you know, it's still just one or two candles.
我要跟大家做块鼓励啦，那是咱每看到一个人在教会里面有人信主。
Let me encourage you that every single time you see a person baptized in this church,
你敢知影在天顶是偌大的欢喜？
You know, do you realize that in heaven there is such a huge party?
圣经甲咱讲，一个罪人悔改，天顶的书架是怎样欢声雷动的欢喜，你知不知
？The scripture tells us that when a person repents here on earth, in heaven the angelic host they're having a great feast.
佮地上嘛是啊，迄个老爸将这太牛、太鸡、太牛来大庆祝，要怎因？
Same thing in the story of the prodigal son. Like, you know, when the lost son came back, the father, you know, just had a feast celebrating his return. We wish that every single month, you know, we will have people, you know, coming to the Lord in baptism. And we need to demonstrate our happiness and our joy for them.And some of us, you know, we're not used to, you know, that kind of celebration. What happens like, if a person who has gone through all these processes and finally is getting baptized and comes to you and say, I'm getting baptized next month and you have no reaction? like you might feel really happy for this person, but you know, from your reaction, it seems like you're not approving of his or her action. Our God, the Father in heaven, you know, is so joyful in heaven whenever there's a person who is willing to repent and come before him.
做咱做伊的门徒信徒的人，无当作一回事的时候，咱来想看咱到底是不是真正上帝的儿女。
And when we, as his disciples, his children, do not react the same way, let us re-examine ourselves.What's going on? So when you see Zelina downstairs, you're going to give her a big hug. Right? For this month, well, we want to share with you three stories of the gospel. All these three stories, you're going to see Jesus showing you the side of the humanity. And you can then, you know, recognize that our Lord is someone who can truly understand and relate to us. Because he is the one who can really help you. And we're going to see from today's story the rise of Lazarus, you know, how the Lord can help and strengthen us. Especially for those of us who are sick, this is the kind of scripture that can really encourage us.
虽然头段时间读三十八章以后，但是咱是读第一，咱是要讲的道理是对第一章一直到四十四章。所以请咱先来看第一章到第十六章，这第一段。
Okay, though we just read 38 to 44, but you know, for the sermon today, it's really from 1 to 44. So let's take a look from 1 to 16 for now.
这个故事实在太精彩哦。
This is such a great story.
所以咱来念过，和你来经过迄个故事的过程哦。
Okay, so you know, we're gonna read it so that you can really feel the whole thing.
有一个破病的人叫做拉撒路。 伊踮伫伯大院，就是伊个有两个姊妹，就是玛利亚甲马大诶，这个弟吼。啊，记得三十讲吼，因两个人，这姊妹两个人，打发人去见耶稣讲：主啊，伊所爱个人破病了。耶稣听起就对伊讲：这个病无治到死，这个、病是为着上帝荣耀，要叫上帝囝因此得到荣耀。而且耶稣第五节给补充一句话讲：耶稣素来疼马大甲伊个妹妹，就是玛利亚，还佫这个弟弟拉撒勒。
So from verse 1 to 5, very quickly, he says, Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said that this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus.
你看耶稣跟这个家庭，不是说今天在讲道理给他们听，而是像牧师跟信徒的关系，不是哦。他圣经说得很清楚哦，他是有很深交的一个交谊哦，有很好的一个 friendship 哦，这样。
You see that, you know, the relationship that Jesus has with this family is not the kind of family that, you know, he's preaching to them or he's just being a pastor to them. He is really, really close with this family.
所以说，主啊，你是所爱的，这个所来就所爱的这个家庭。
So that's why, you know, the sister said, Lord, the one you love, the one you love is sick.
所以耶稣在这个家庭中间行一个这么大的生涯，是不是？拉撒勒惊死，死你个话，这个生涯嘞，惊去主耶稣所爱的这个家庭顶端。
So again, you know, this is such a great, thick, like deep relationship between the two families. I mean, between Jesus and the family, that you know, the one he loved has died and then is later resurrected.
所以咱看到这段圣经，在咱来问一个问题，讲我总有破病，我总有困难，我总有需要，我向主耶稣基督来祈求的时阵，主耶稣会亲像对拉撒勒同款，嘛对我。
Let us put ourselves in Lazarus' situation. If we are sick, if we are, you know, in need, will we also be the one where, you know, what Jesus said, you know, I'm the one that he loved.
所以是不是说，因为主耶稣疼这个家庭，所以特别愿意给他做，啊，当然要怎样？
So is it because, like, you know, Jesus really loved this family and therefore he's willing to raise him from the dead? But what about us?
所以第一个问题要问的就是说，咱敢是那个主？所爱，所来就所爱的那个温度。
So the question that we need to ask ourselves is, are we the ones that Jesus loved?
所以，如果我是主所爱，我破病，主会给我医治；如果不是我所爱，主就袂给我医治，是不是呢？
So does that mean that, you know, if I'm the one that he loved, like, then he will heal me, but if I'm not, he wouldn't.
有一个人在祈祷。
A person is praying.
他碰时依然对主还无真热心。
And usually he doesn't have a lot of faith in Jesus.
但是有一摆祈祷，要主听他祈祷，和伊祈祷在行转。
And then you know, but one time he prayed, but you know, the Lord answered him.
所以说，竟然主会听我祈祷。伊讲这句话，竟然主会听我祈祷。
And then he said, the Lord actually answered me.
你敢不知主听你吗？你敢不知主爱咱每一个人吗？伊哪会袂听你祈祷
？Don't you know that Jesus loved you? He loved everybody. How would he not listen to your prayer?
所以你即摆在问讲，我是不是主所听的人
？Then you ask yourself, like, am I the one that he loved?
把这个问题放在你的心中。
Put that question into your heart.
是不是你是不是主所听的
？Are you the one that he loved?
主啊，你无感觉你是主所听的
？Oh, say that again.
If you didn't feel you are the one that God loves.
Okay.
那想话，因为可能你的祈祷上帝无听无成全哦。
Well, could it be that your prayer is not sincere, you know, or the prayer that is not heard?
可能你找头路，你祈祷上帝无给你头路。
And somehow you pray for a job, but somehow God did not answer that.
你求主医治你的病，上帝无医治你的病哦。
You ask for healing, you know, that didn't happen.
所以祈祷有一个真特殊的，就是咱来了解上帝的时间跟人的时间是无同。
So this one really important principle that we need to see here is that God's timing and our timing are different.
你继续来看，他到迄个圣经再来看来去。
Let's go back to the scripture.
耶稣记得六十讲，听见拉撒勒病了，要就去所徛起的所在，犹原去继续，怎啦？待两
Verse 6, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed there, and he was there for two more days. Before Lazarus was sick, he hasn't died at that time. I mean, why didn't Jesus just go quickly and go and help him?
And
then he somehow just waited for two more days. So Lazarus went from sick, to death. So it seems like God's timing is a little different from our timing. Go to John
4:2.
This is the story where Jesus turned the water into wine. Jesus' mom, tell Jesus, hey, the wine that we have is gone.
And then Jesus
replied in 2:4, my hour has not yet come. In
John 7:8,
again, chapter 7 of John, verse 8, it says, Jesus says, you go to the festival, I am not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come. We tend to see our own situation, our own surroundings, and we think that this is our time. This is a time where God needs to work in our lives. But how does Jesus see time?
From verse 9, in Jesus' answer, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble. But if he walks by night, he stumbles, for he has no light. 所以耶稣在关心的是什么？在乎是什么？是咱行这么的时阵要做这代志，是不是合其上帝旨意？是不是是上帝时间？是不是是有日头、有上帝带领的时间？
So what Jesus really cares about when it comes to timing is that is this timing, really glorifying God?
不是咱人所心内的想的时间。
He doesn't really think about the kind of timing that we tend to think about.
所以有时咱想讲，今日上帝你一定要医治我的病。
So today we think, God, you got to heal my sickness. God, you need to give me a job. Because right now I'm very sick. And because I don't have money right now, I need work.
So And
right now in the same way, Mary and Martha is like, my brother Lazarus is sick, he's going to die. This is the timing. You come and heal and help my brother now. But Jesus comes and he says, my time has not come. Aren't we the ones that Jesus loved? Isn't Lazarus the one that he loved? That's what the scripture says, right? So what's going on? This is something that Jesus will eventually tell you.
So you have to see things from God's point of view.
Thank you.
So let's
go back to John
11:14-15. 耶稣说,
then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
耶稣本来说, 耶稣是睡去, 人说, 你怎么当两天，当到这个拉萨路已经死了。
You know, before, like, Jesus said, you know, this person is simply sleeping, and then you wait for two more days, but then he died.
然后，但是耶稣跟人讲的时候是讲，这个拉萨路是困去。
Again, you know, at that time, Jesus said, you know, he did not die, but he simply slept.
所以人就跟耶稣讲，不是啊，你讲不对，伊不是像你讲的困，伊是真正死去。
And people came to him, and he said, no, Lord, you're wrong. He really died.
但耶稣还讲什么？讲我讲的困呢，就是伊是死。
But what Jesus meant is that, you know, when I said he slept, means he died.
所以两个人讲无同，你知唔知
？Again, you know, two different views.
耶稣看这个人死，亲像困。
Jesus looked at this person who died, but as if he's asleep.
啊，人看这个人死就是死。
But you know, the other way around is that, you know, people look at this person die and he died.
所以，到迄阵时，耶稣死就让无人清楚耶稣到底是在做什么。
And at that time, nobody knows what he's doing.
但是感谢主，有一个人叫做多马。
But thank the Lord, there's a person called
Thomas.
Thomas, okay.
第十六节。
Yes.
多马在跟遐同伴讲，咱来去甲伊同死啦。伊相信耶稣的眼光，伊看见上帝所看的呢。
And Thomas said to the rest of the disciples, he said, "Let us go, that we may die with him."
所以这侪人中间，只有多马这个人明白耶稣的心意是吗
？So all these people around Jesus, only Thomas knew what was going on in Jesus' mind.
所以你要了解上帝是安怎，无去身躯顶做工，你爱先家己超家己是上帝的角度去看代志。
So you know, like, and when you wonder, you know, how come God is not working in your life? You got to first readjust yourself, you know, to God's agenda.
在你的温度中间，只有多马一个人明白。
12 disciples, only Thomas knew what's going on.
所以你有时问讲，啊，耶稣，你做代志，我拢唔知道你是做什么道理，但是有人知呢。
Sometimes,
别人会了解，你未了解。
You know, sometimes you ask, like, you know, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand why you're doing this, but somebody knows.
你把这个问题放在心中，咱继续来行，看第二段，为17-37。
You put this question in your heart, and let us move on to the next section of the scripture.
当耶稣终于第七节来到这个所在的时候，知影讲拉撒路在坟墓内面已经几天啊，四天啊，第17节。
On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days.
啊，这特别开足侪的经文咧记载，讲耶稣也无随入去迄个处理呢。啊！我远远记，迄个路顶关的时阵呢，开始了马大先来找伊，然后玛利亚过来找耶稣，耶稣安尼慢吞吞的，慢慢在行呢。
And then the following verse or verses, we see that you know Jesus was on his way to the town, and Martha and Mary just ran towards him, and Jesus was you know just taking his time, you know.
所以等我，昨晚我是多马的时候，我大概知影耶稣在从啥。
If I was Thomas, then I knew what Jesus was doing.
因为耶稣要驾到这个过程，要甲。每一个伊所拄到人，该讲明白到底耶稣基督要怎样帮助你，迄意义伫倒位。所以超工啊，这个过程创啊长长长，创啊久久久。所以呢，会使见着较侪人，有较多较侪人机会来向因来解释，互因明白主是怎样伫人中间来帮助人。
You can see that Jesus intentionally stretches this process so that people can then focus and understand what he was trying to do.
所以每一摆耶稣爱人去问伊问题，讲花诶，啥物啊？伫迄回答中间，伊就甲真理甲因讲。
You know, Jesus wants people to ask him why, and then through that, you know, kind of conversation, then Jesus answers them.
所以你看第22节。
Go to verse 22.
这马大给耶稣讲吼，伊昨早早来吼，我兄弟特别死。耶稣甲伊讲什么？我知，就是你无论求什么，上帝要赐予你。
Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
所以你敢不是要求你的弟弟不要死，但是你总要向我求，他就要救我。
You know, I know that, you know, like, you can heal my brother, but, you know, like, but I know, like, when God give you the authority, he can rise again.
所以这拉萨路总要没有真正死，他要救我。
You know, if Lazarus did not really die, how can he be resurrected?
所以耶稣较早一步到，也未死，就是在伊边啊，俩，不是好啦，不是可以救啊，敢不是
？So if Jesus were to come to, you know, to heal Lazarus earlier, then it would simply be a healing, not resurrection.
伊要接到拉萨路顶全球顶这个圣业，要讲这句圣经在就是伊25节，上要紧的就是讲救啊，伫我，生命也伫我，信我的人虽然死啊，
It was through this process that Jesus said this really famous verse in the scripture. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
所以通过这个过程了，第二十七节马太讲：“主啊，是我信你是基督，是上帝的子，就是那位灵到世间的。”耶稣基督借着这个文章，finally，让这个马太有讲出了，让明白了上帝的身份，上帝来世间颁奖人的目的是什么？So
through all this process, through this dragging of time, finally, finally Martha was able to confess and say in verse 27, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Sometimes you think like Jesus, you are just kind
of. Wow.
Yeah, Jesus, you're really cool. And somehow, you know, like when I need work, you know, like give me work. When I need healing, you give me healing.
但是耶稣要让咱知影讲，伊实在是跟人有法度来体验咱的这款感情的一个真正。耶稣嘛是一个人，伊真。
Somehow Jesus used this kind of process to show us that he can really relate to us.
你来看35节。
Let's go to 35.
当耶稣看到因这的人的时候，伊来到这个厝的时候。 35节，你知道这个圣经，这节圣经实在是圣经里面真出名的，这个圣经实在是什么原因，你知不知？
You know why verse 35 is a famous verse in the Bible?
啊，知不知？圣经里面上帝的一节圣经，知道吗？
The shortest verse in the Bible, two words.
就两句话呀，你知道吗？
Two words.
耶稣哭了。
In English, Jesus wept.
你想讲，耶稣敢会哭？
And then you're like, Jesus can cry?
哎，可能假神哭。
Is it for real?
想到给神靠，因为伊知影伊从来袂甲这拉萨勒过话，伊想到伊，这敢那演戏同款啊。
He knew he's gonna, you know, raise Lazarus from the dead. Then how come he's crying? Isn't this kind of like acting?
伊敢不知耶稣嘛爱食饭
？Don't you know that Jesus needs to eat?
这无啉水，耶稣嘛会嘴干。
If he doesn't drink, he would get thirsty.
伊讲圣经无记载哦。
You know, the Bible doesn't say that.
你没听我讲，你听去。约翰福音第4章第7节，耶稣会嘴干，有讲。
Let me tell you, John 4:7, Jesus said, you know, I mean, Jesus can get thirsty.
第4章第6节，耶稣讲，耶稣买神买疲倦。
And then also Jesus will get tired.
第二章第2节，耶稣会安怎有疼，像咱人的感情的疼，会爱心。
In chapter 20, verse 2, again, you know, it shows Jesus has that kind of, you know, like care from, you know, from a human side of care.
你算问这个问题，亲像你问讲耶稣基督定义是你给定的时候，伊是真正死还是假死？
The question you're asking is like, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, was he really dying?
耶稣真正哭，是真正哭，是感受到遐拉萨路的厝里人，伊的亲戚的悲伤的哭，还是假的哭？
You ask, like, when Jesus wept, was he really weeping with his friends, or was he kind of just faking it?
In verse 35,
this famous two-word verse, again, shows us that Jesus can really, truly relate to us. He can really feel our emotions, and therefore he cries. And how do we know that he really cries? Go to
36.
Then the Jews or the people around him, you know, when they saw how Jesus wept, they said, see how he loved Jesus.
旁边的人看到耶稣哭的人，看到耶稣的态度，因有法度体会到讲，这个耶稣是真正的悲伤。The
people around them during that time, they were able to really feel Jesus's emotion.
所以第一那边了解，主要怎样颁奖人的时阵哦，咱第一先来了解讲，主有法度体会咱今仔所拄着的各款的困境啊、困难啊，在。
So the first thing that we need to understand and tell ourselves is that, you know, Jesus can truly help us and strengthen us, but it's not from a superficial kind of way, but really in a way that he can truly understand. He knows what's going on inside our heart.
所以到底是为什么原因呢?
So what's going on here?
咱头头有读到，咱要亚述和拿撒勒来过外的时。
Again, you know, we talked about, you know, how Jesus, you know, raised Lazarus from the dead.
亚述最后终于讲出来，讲伊是要做什么。
And then finally, Jesus, you know, told them what he was about to do.
第一，咱来看第四十节。
Let's go to verse 40.
我唔是对你讲，你若信，就要看见上帝应耀嘛。
He said to them, "Did I not tell you?" That if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
所以下起来哦，也可以下起来哦。第一个问题，啥话上帝要给咱辛苦点心心加帮助咱？第一个是为了什么？为了咱的信心。
The purpose of God helping us and strengthening us and healing us is for our faith in God.
主啊，咱求上帝帮助咱的信心，无受其过程中间受主来坚定的时，上帝要帮助你啦。上帝要帮助你，一定是咩啊？让你的信心也加添。
God will only help is to help you see that is the result of God's help is that your faith will be strengthened.
这个信心有人的部分，有上帝的部分，你知不知？
Yeah, there is the human side of things, but there's also a godly side of things.
你看去三十八章。
Go to 38.
当亚述要从这个亚述到国外的时候，有一个过程。第一，迄一个坟墓，坟墓门头前有一个门，一个洞口，洞口有一个大石头，放伫遐，是不是？
Like, you know, in verse 38, Jesus, you know, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said.
耶稣对人讲，将石头来刷开。
Again, he said, take away the stone.
所以人有人要做的部分呢。
So there's a human side of faith. You know,
上帝有上帝做的部分，人有人的部分呢。
And God has to do his part.
上帝要做医治，要做生意，但是人要做什么？要从那个石头给刷开啊。
So God can heal, but you got to take and remove that stone.
当咱从那个石头刷开的时候，亲像什么呢？亲像咱咧对一个小小的信心慢慢咧成长，咱有法度愿意相信上帝的话，从那石头刷开。
When we take you know, that stone away, it's as if we're building our faith, and it's only then that God can raise people from the dead. So the first question is, why should God help us? It's like, you know, is this, you know, like strengthening our faith?
主啊，咱求主帮助。其实过程中间，咱都唔免使用咱的信心，咱都唔免去挖苦、去信靠主的时，上帝是咩帮助你
？How will God be able to help you if we're not going to use any part of ourselves to believe and trust in Him？
第二个理由是什么？刚刚迄十四十在讲，你就要看见上帝荣耀。
Second, Jesus said again in verse 40, "Did I not tell you that you will see the glory of God?"
所以上帝要帮助咱的原因是什么？唔是让你好势啊，唔是让你快活啊，是咩？是要通过上帝对人的帮助，在这个事件顶端来让人看见到上帝的荣耀。
God does not help you for the sake of helping you. He helps you so that you will see the glory of God.
所以当你有时跟人见证讲主怎样过去帮助我的时候，人听到你的见证就安怎归荣耀乎什么？乎上帝。
So when people hear how God has helped you in the past, they are to bring the glory back to God.
这是上帝要帮助你的目的。
This is his purpose.
第二个目的。
This is the second purpose.
你知道我以前有听人讲吼，讲啊，我年纪大吼，啊，我破病吼，求主帮助我啊，上帝有影帮助我吼啊，啊，在做见证的时候安怎讲？你知唔？
You know, like, you know, I once heard a person who said, "I'm old, I'm sick, and you know, God has helped me." And then during his testimony, this is what he said.
伊见证中间讲的东西，咪讲啊，你知道我吼，知道我开始破病了，我开始吃，我开始变成 vegetarian。我变成素食主义者。
You know, after I got sick, I became a vegetarian.
我真注重养生啊，什么都爱吃，什么都唔通吃。
I began to take care of my body, you know, really watch my diet.
兄弟姐妹啊，这真正本来对身躯就真好啊，噶不是
？Isn't that supposed to be good anyway？
啊，上帝要帮助你医治你。啊，你讲的见证拢是总是讲什么？你去替人做广告，你知唔知
？You know, when God is helping you, and what do you, you know, like, what kind of testimony is this？ Simply just telling people about how to...
所讲的拢是去人的所做的。
You know, the things that, that person says is all about the things that people do.
这表示说你的过程中间，你受医治的过程中间，你所感受的就是安尼啊，你所感受的就是人的方法，人所做的，人的帮助，敢不是？
You know, through that kind of testimony, all you share is about people's work, is about what people do.
讲一挂你所吃的养生的食材料，上尾一句话讲感谢主，你医治我。
And after as person says all that thing, you know, he said, "Thank you, God, for healing me."
啊，到底是主医治你，还是这朋友 advice 这有恩来医治你？
So which is it? Is it God who really help you, or is it because of your friends who show you how to live a healthier life?
圣经跟人讲。主要行信仰帮助咱，伊要让咱看见着上帝荣耀。
God tells us through His Scripture that when He helps us, it's for His glory.
第三，就是第四十三节。
In 43.
而且你要让伊们知影讲，我讲这个话是为着周围徛的众人叫伊信，是因为知影伊找我来。
Oh, verse 42. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.
所以上帝要帮助咱，要让咱了解什么？要了解就伊帮助咱的，就是真正天父上帝差遣来主耶稣基督。
So the third purpose is that, you know, for God helping us is that we may see that Jesus is truly the Son of God.
一个让人真正去破病中间，让人助助医治的，也是困难中间助帮助的人。你每一摆跟伊讲话的时阵，你就看见伊对主的挖苦哪深，伊对主的信心哪坚强，伊对人的疼心，对伊家己信仰是哪坚定，敢不是？
When you see a person who is really, really, who has really, really experienced God's help and His healing, you will see the kind of faith that he has in God. He will see the kind of, you know, strength that he has in himself. I've seen people, you know, who are really anxious and scared during his.During their difficulties.
真侪咱人的惊吓是出于对咱未来的代志所无了解，对这未知，对这个将来上帝要予咱五万无把握。
A lot of it, you know, is about you know the uncertainty of the future and not knowing if God can really help them or not.
主若毋是真正这位宇宙创造的主，伊哪有迄个气力来帮助咱？
Unless you know this is really the God of the universe, you know how can He really truly help us?
所以每一个经互主困难中间互主帮助的人，因拢是对这个主的挖苦，对这个主的明白，哪深哪愿意祈祷，哪愿意来教会聚会，哪愿意来参加查经班。
Someone who has truly experienced God's help is someone who truly appreciates God's, you know, like work in his life, and he's willing to, you know, to come to church, willing to serve, but it's really out of his own heart.
绝对不是讲讲破病的时阵，哦，常常是大家拢来拜堂。病治好了，再见了，就歪来。
You will never be someone you know who comes to church during his or her sickness, but after the healing, he or she just left.
第四个原因是什么？
Here's a fourth purpose.
你来看第43节讲，伊讲了几位就大声呼叫讲，拉撒路出来。
Verse 43, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
耶稣做什么代志？
What is Jesus doing?
人去刷石头，耶稣有讲什么？有做什么代志不？
You know, when they remove the stone, like, you know, like, what did Jesus do? Did Jesus go into the tomb and raise, you know, Lazarus personally, you know, up? Did he do some kind of ritual, you know, in order to raise, you know, Lazarus? There's nothing. All he did was one thing. All he did was saying just...
第四个原因，上帝要帮助你，所以了解讲，上帝的话语本身就是上帝的气力。
The fourth purpose of this account is to show us that Jesus or God's own words are His own power.
咱去传福音的时候，我甲兄弟姊妹讲，你有相信福音？圣经讲，福音本是上帝的大能，甲无？
When I train and help the members to go and share the gospel.I always ask him, do you truly believe that this is really the gospel, the word of God? I always tell him, like, do you really hold on to the scripture and know that this is from God and then this is where the victory comes?
你讲你要求主医治，上帝唯一就无信到底，你做咩来医治你？
No, you ask you know, God to help you and heal you, but you, if you don't believe in His word, how can you do that?
圣经讲一句话讲什么？义人祈祷的是什么？大有功效，是不是？
The Bible says, you know, the prayer of the righteous, you know, has power.
伊的医治，你的病，敢不是？圣经是不是这样讲？是， you know, the righteous prayer can heal you, right? 但是你无相信这句话啊！你读这句话的时候，你半信半疑啊！你要怎样祈祷？你要怎样求主，让伊通过你的祈祷来得救，来得医治？
Unless you believe in the scripture, how can you ask God to help you? How can you, you know, ask God to heal you?
上帝讲，你宣告我得胜的名，你就要得胜。上帝要该帮助你。
God said, when you declare this is my word, then you will have victory.
你也唔敢宣告上帝得胜的名，因为你心中无相信上帝的话啊。
If you don't declare that, you know, because that it shows that you don't even believe in His word.
咱人的信心是读上帝的话加上经验，你知唔知？大部分是安尼。
Faith is always about word and experience.
当耶稣讲你读起你的经验，卖看你的经验，单单相信我的话的时，咱人就困难的。
You know, for when we were to take out our experience and simply rely on the scripture.For us, it's very difficult.
但是我跟兄弟姐妹讲，你要记住上帝能力的帮助，你一定要相信上帝的话。
But let me tell you, if you want God's help, you have to believe and trust that this is His word.
因为上帝只有讲话而已。
Because God only speaks.
你若无相信上帝讲话，你无可能和上帝帮助你。
If you don't believe in that, there's no way He will help you.
上尾就是第十第四十四节。
Let's go to verse 44.
第五点。而且这个死人就走出来。
Then the dead man came out.
伊手脚拢有迄个布甲缠掉，连面上毛迄个手巾、迄个 cloth 甲包掉。
His hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and the cloth around his face.
耶稣对伊讲：“该解开，叫伊行。”
Jesus said to them, "Take up the grave clothes and let him go."
你想想这款的情形，看来真惊人，敢不是？
Can you imagine the scene? Isn't that scary?
这个人哦，伊阵时。
Back in the days, you know, like the dead person's body is wrapped around, you know, fully in clothes.
You know,
Jesus, yeah, isn't that powerful? Like Jesus was so powerful, he asked that person to come out, and come out even with that cloth, you know, like cloth on his body. Kind of like a walking zombie.
但是你怎啊看耶稣过话的时，耶稣本身伊过话的时，迄记载有小可无同，是不是
？When you see the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that account is a little bit different.
当门徒入去看耶稣的墓的时，是咩？耶稣是身躯甲布是分开的，是不是
？Right. When the disciples went to see the tomb, the empty tomb, and saw Jesus, Jesus and the you know and the grave cloth, they're separated.
这包耶稣的布呢，拢根据这二十章、第五章、第七章的记载，伊拢是整齐好好藏伫迄个墓内面。
The cloth that wrapped Jesus' body was sitting there. It was separated from Jesus' body. But how come for Lazarus, it wasn't the case? It was the same. It was together. Spiritually speaking, you know, like Jesus.Was and is God. He doesn't need the clothing. He's, you know, going back his original form as God. But Lazarus is a man.
Second Corinthians 5:3.亲像咱的身体，像一个帐篷，就要毁坏。咱咧去祈求一个天顶来的一个厝，就像咱帐篷，互咱来撑起来。伊第三十讲撑起来，当咱撑起来的时阵，去拄着，去互主拄着的时阵呢，就无地到赤身肉体。
5:3 says, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked.
所以你对这个圣经在你想知讲，伊讲的迄帐篷就是咱人的身体啦。
So you know we see that the clothes is really you know our body.
所以我将来多等来讲，他讲，啥耶稣要医治咱，第五个原因是啥
？So what was the fifth reason or fifth purpose of God healing us?
伊医治拉撒路，但是拉撒路 想到有一个布给包起，因为亚撒都伊可别个死第二摆。
Why was Lazarus wrapped around with the cloth when he was raised? It's because Lazarus will die again one day.
Lazarus 一个，他只是一个样板，你知道？
He was only a prototype.
有人会想讲，哇，我怎啊是亚撒都偌好诶？
Now, some people think, oh yeah, if I were to be Lazarus, isn't that great? That is actually a weird thing to say.
Sorry?
The
death itself, is that interesting?
Yeah. We die once, and how about Lazarus? He died twice. Think about it, you know, it's already tough to die once. I mean, what about twice for Lazarus?
So Lazarus is 真可怜的，伊死过啊，还佫死第二摆，伊唔是讲死过啊，就唔免佫死啊呢。
So he's a poor guy, you know, has to die twice, you know, going through the tough.
所以来想哦，第五日，上帝啊，你真正要帮助我无？你起码要佮想清楚。
So let's ask that again. You know, God, do you really want to help me?
你即马破病真叮当，你讲主啊，你帮助我，亲像帮助拉萨的同款，让我死里过啊。
Now you ask God, hey God, you know I'm so sick right now. Please do the same thing that you did to Lazarus. You know, like let me die and.
啊好啊，啊上帝帮助你，你不定到死，啊然后咧，有一天咧，咱嘛是隆重爱过死，敢不是
？And you say, yeah, you know that's great. You know I got healed, but one day you will die again.
要紧是你将来见这个主的面时，你穿的是什么衫？你是不是已经是得救的衣袍？上帝耶稣基督给咱的衣袍，给咱压盖，给咱有法度来见这个主的面，还是讲用咱人的身体，用咱人所有一切所做的遐行为，要来去见这个英雄创造咱的主
？So the most important thing at the end is that when you see God, are you going to be clothed with the cloth of righteousness?
所以我要跟兄弟姊妹大家互相鼓励，就是咱祈求主帮助咱的时阵，唔通照咱的旨意求主，你帮助我，让我安怎安怎安怎。咱来求主讲，主照你的旨意，将我改变，照你的旨意来照你的意头来服我，照你爱来服我，唔通照我的来服我。
When we ask God for help, let us be challenged and let us think that you know, when we ask Him for help, it's not aboutFor my will, for my sake, it's always going to be for God's will and for His sake.
好，咱最后来做 application.
So let's apply this.
咱每一样拢有困难。
We all have difficulties in our lives.
咱每一样拢需要主的帮助。
We all have needs, and we all have needs for Jesus' help.
所以咱大家拢需要，但是咱要需要主的帮助，记得五点。第一。
But let's remember the five points that we have.
上帝做伊的工，咱有人爱做的工。
God will do His part, and we have to do our part.
你总要到伫你即卖困难中间去 identify， 去找出来讲，倒一部分是你爱做诶，上帝帮忙一定是门口靠啊，压力高啊。
In your situation, ask yourself, what's the part that I have to do, and wait for God.
第二，伫咱诶困难中间来找，准啊上帝帮助我，我替伊做见证诶时阵，上帝得着荣耀未？准啊会，你诶帮助就马上来啊。
When you ask yourself in your situation, you know, will God receive the glory in my situation? If that answer is going to be yes, then His help will come.
第三，在这个帮助的过程中间，你对主的认识，你有较高天，你会愈听主未？还是主帮助你了后，你就散去，你就离开主？准也是你的高天，你对主的听心，兄弟姊妹，主的帮助就在你的身躯边
啊。Ask yourself the third question: When God does heal and help you?Will your faith in Him strengthen? Will you grow deeper in your relationship with Him?
Yes. 咱的困难，主怎啊帮助咱，是借着信靠伊的话语。怎啊是安尼？主的帮助就借着伊的话语，马上就来到你的生命中间。
Fourth, when you need help, are you really trusting God and His word as His authority and power in your life? If that's the case, then His authority and His power and His healing will come through the Scripture.
第五啊，上尾一个，你拄到的帮助，主啊，上帝帮助你，我都改变你，成做一个是合上帝心意的一个人的孙，唔是讲改变你，互你照常个倒转去原来以前的素常的生活的孙，主啊是安尼，上帝帮助就马上要临到你。
will God's help change and transform you into a better person for Him? Is that going to be the question? If that is a yes, then God's help will be there. We all need God's help. We do too. Now we know what to do. May God bless you.
天父上帝，我愿跟你恳求。
Father, we ask you.
求主你，我愿知，我愿是你所疼的人。
Help us to understand that we are the ones that you love.
因为没一个人你没疼。
Because there's none that you don't love.
也没一项困难，我得做给我愿跟你中间的关系。
There's nothing that can separate us from our relationship with you.
因为你是一个完全的人，你我得体会我所遇到的每一项困难。
Because you are fully human and you can truly identify and understand our situations.
求主你帮助我,
please help us.
照着主你所启示我的经历来寻求你的帮助。
Ask, help us to really seek your help through the scripture.
让你来得到荣耀,
and for you to receive the glory.
让你的旨意来行传给我的身躯顶,
for your will to be done in our lives.
愿你给我每一个人生命中间来见证你是怎样一位
May you be the true God in our lives. So confidently we place all the needs, all the you know, sickness, all the things that we may worry before your hand.
Into your hands.
And even in the midst of our tears, in our difficulties, you have never left us. And you continue to look after us. So that we may learn to respond back to you of the help that you have given to us. Thank you for willing to help us. Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.